Today's daf is Zvachim daf Samach Beis. And we are on the top of Samach Beis Amud Aleph on the first line from Amar of Yosef. So we are discussing the new Mizbeach that was made Bizman by his Rishon in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, when the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe even earlier, was not used anymore. Maybe it wasn't used already in the times of Shiloh. That was Shitas Rav. Rav Huna Marav said on yesterday's daf, Mizbeach shel Shiloh shel Avanim haya. It was already made of Avanim, and they already stopped using it, and then we quoted a Brisa. Maybe this is a Machlokas Tanaim. Maybe we suggested that it was used in consonants. They were both used. They were next to each other, and maybe a spark went out from one to the other. Or maybe it just switched every so often. Which one? It was Ushpiza Havinakat. It was hosted by different Mizbechos. And then, towards the bottom, we quoted the Mishnah Meseches Midos in the third parak, where the Mishnah described that when the Bnei Hagola, when they went back for Bayesheni, they added on to the Mizbeach. Why did they add on to the Mizbeach? How did they have that Mesorah? So Rav Yosef said, because it wasn't big enough. Mishum de lo sapek, it wasn't big enough. And Abaye asked Rav Yosef, what are you talking about? Bayis Rishon was so much more than Bayis Sheni, so many more people. So what do you mean the second one wasn't big enough? Right? Is it that, just physically the people and the karbanas, it wouldn't be true? So Rav Yosef answered Abaye, no. No, by Bayis Rishon, Eishal Shamayim Misayatan. You had some help by Bayis Rishon. So even though there were a lot more people and a lot more karbanos, but the Eish coming down from Shemayim helped out, says Rav Yosef. While here in Bayis Sheni, it did not help. That was all approach number one. Why they have to make it bigger? It was, they had a lot less people during Bayis Sheni because Eish shel Shemayim misayatan or not. Number one. Number two, the second answer, Ravin quoted Rav Shimon ben Pazi, and that was shisin hosifu. They wanted to make the shisin internally and not just external. They didn't want it spill down on the side, but they darshaned inside, right? Meikara savar ulabasov savar, shtia ka'achila, and that is why they expanded the Mizbeach on the west side and on the south side. So now third answer, Amar of Yosef. So one might say, one second, Amar of Yosef. Didn't Rav Yosef give the first answer? Right, Rav Yosef was one that gave the first answer, and Abaye asked him a kasha, and he clarified what he meant, well, what he said. So that's a different answer. Second, we have a third answer here. So as Rashi says, and the Gemara says, Rav Yosef achala v'ne'akar limudo. Rav Yosef got ill at some point in his life and forgot a lot of his learning. Upamim shamar davar v'nizkar sheshana hefech v'chazar bo. And sometimes we see that, you know, he'll say the exact opposite. His talmidim will remind him what he said. V'hachi amar, and this is another example of that as well. So he gave a second answer at a later stage, after he did not remember what he had said earlier. Right? We like to quote in this context the Gemara at the end of Masechta Sota, where the Mishnah says, the last Mishnah in Sota describes how various midos of the Tanoim all left once certain Tanoim were passed on. Bishameis Rebbe Batlu Moshele Mishalim. Rebbe was a master mashal giver. Right? The roots of the Dubna Magid comes from Rebbe Meir. Right, Moshe Le Mishalim, Mishameis Ben Azai Batlu Hakshakdanim. He was the ultimate diligent one. Mishameis Ben Zoma Batlu Adarshanim. Mishameis Rabbi Akiva Balo Kavanah Torah. And we go through all of them, and finally we have towards the end Mishameis Rebbe Batel Anava V'Yiras Chait. When Rebbe died, right? Interesting to think about the debut, unless he really write and put together the Mishnah, he wouldn't have written this about himself. Mishameis Rebbe Batla Anava. So Anava left when Rebbe died. And in the second, the one daf later, when the Gemara quotes all of these, Mishameis Rebbe Batla Anava V'Yiraschet, Amar Le Rav Yosef Latana, Lotisni Anava, Diika Ana. Rav Yosef says to the Tana, don't have that line about Rebbe. Right, all the other ones are okay, but don't have Rebbe. Dika, no, because I'm still around. Right? Ani, Rashi, Sha'ani, Anvasan. I'm a humble person, so don't have that on the list. So all the Mefarshim ask, all the Achronim ask, what is Gemara talking about? Right, that's a humble declaration, expression. That's be something deeper here. Rashi doesn't really help in this regard. Seems to say, Sha'ani, Anvasan. Right, that so the Vilna Gaon says maybe there's a Tana named Ana, right, in the Yerushalmi. So now what Rashi is saying, but that's the Vilna Gaon. And there are other pshat that are given as well, but the one that we like to quote in this context is that look who's talking. Rav Yosef is talking. What is Rav Yosef saying? You think that it's very hard to have humility in this world. It's very hard to have anava. What's anava? Anava means recognizing that I'm not in charge. Recognizing that I'm not the bialim. I'm not the bala bias on my life. I do what I can, but my body's on loan, and, you know, everything, I try to do what I can. Look at my life. Lotisni anava dika anava. Look at my life. I was learned. I forgot my learning. My talmidim always remind me what I used to learn, and I changed my mind, and I said something else. Lotisni anava. Don't think that it's hard to get anava in this world. Dika anava. Look at my life, and you'll be able to learn from that. So obviously, it's not saying something that is, you know, gaivadik. No, it's saying something that it is, he's trying to teach the others around him. Look at my life. Look at the vicissitudes of life. And look at, who knows what, mi yodea ma yilid yom. And you'll be able to inculcate the mida of anava. So that's Rav Yosef here. That's today's, Dvar Musar from the Daf. Amar Rav Yosef. You get that from Amar Rav Yosef and Rav Rashi again, quoting the Gemara Nidarim and the Gemara Ksubis about Neakar Talmudo. And the like. So what is the third answer that he gives? So Amar Rav Yosef, Lav Hainu de Tanya, isn't this what we learned? It says in Ezra, right, in the, describing the Binyan Bayis Sheni, Vayachinu HaMizbeach Al Mechonosav, they prepared the Mizbeach on its measures. Shehigiyu L'sof Midosav. They came to its complete measurements. What exactly does that mean? Rashi. Lav Hainu Datanya, Sha'anchi Knesset Agadola, Higiyu L'sof Midosav. The Anchi Knesset Agadola fathomed and figured out the Midos of the Mizbeach. Lahem Nigle Makom HaMekudash LaMizbeach, Mashalo Nigle L'Shlomo. What's Rashi saying? According to this pshat, the Anchi Knesset Agadola figured out exactly how big the Mizbeach was supposed to be, and they had a nevuah, seems based on it. They had a nevuah. And even Shlomo HaMelech did not have this nevuah, Rashi seems to say. If you look in the Chok Nasan here expands and explains, Rashi, including the next line of the Gemara, says the Chok Nasan right here, V'kasal katayitach, Dahainu, shenigla lahem b'nevuah, makam ha-mekudash la-mizbeach, mashalo nigla l'shlomo, mi deshabchinukra, for the fact that the Pasuk here says that they did it. They asked the Gemara, but didn't David show Shlomo everything and tell him exactly what to do? How could you say that? By Yesheni, they had a nevuah that Shlomo didn't have. Shlomo, the Chacham Mikol Adam, V'yaksiv, Hakol Bichsav Miyad Hashem Alai Hizkil. Everybody had this the third time. I think now we've discussed this, right? The Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, that everything in the Beis HaMikdash had to be b'nevuah, had to be given. Everything was written and recorded b'nevuah. So how could we suggest that Shlomo HaMelech didn't, right? David told Shlomo everything. So the Gemara answers, it wasn't just based on a nevuah. El Amar of Yosef, Kra Ashkach V'darish. Right, there was a pasuk. There was a pasuk Ashkechu. Right, the Shidim Kubetzes changes it too. Right, the Ashkechetz Gadola found a pasuk in Darshan, Vayomer David, Zehu Beis Hashem Ho Elokim, V'zeh Mizbeach Lo'olal Yisrael. So in the same pasuk, you talk about the Beis Hashem and the Mizbeach. Ki bias. And we compare the Mizbeach to the entire Beis HaMikdash. Ma bias shishim ama, af Mizbeach shishim ama. Just like the width of the Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash was 60 amos, so too theoretically the Mizbeach can be. The Mizbeach can be that length or that width if the time comes and it is needed. And that is what the drasha was. So, Dashikas Gadola darshan the pasuk in this way. It wasn't based on nevuah. All nevuahs was given to David, which was given to then to Shlomo. But they darshan the pasuk in this way, and that's how they were able to expand it. That's, again, now back to the Chok Nasan. The Alhai Braisa Kamaksha Vaksiva Kobach Samiyad Hashem Alai Hiskil, Shekol Makomos HaKadoshos Umidosehen, Nechtevu L'David, V'gilam L'Shlomo. So you can't say there was a nevuah that was left out. Ella Amar Alpia Nevuah, Ella, I'm sorry, Ella Amar of Yosef, Hadatani Vyachinos of Izbeach. Lo Shinigla Lahem Alpia Nevuah, Ella Kra Ashkach Vidarash. Vidarshu Vahosifu Lefiat Sorech. Aval Shlomo Lohaven Ladarsho. I don't know if this makes it better or worse, right? Shlomo couldn't, if you say Shlomo didn't get the Nevuah, okay, he didn't get the Nevuah. Now the Gemara is saying, according to the Chok Nasan's Pshat of the Gemara, that Shlomo didn't make the Drasha. Didn't make the Drasha. So maybe it doesn't have to do with Chachma, but it just has to do with ways of looking at things. Right? We have two Chachamim that make different Drashas, and they're both very wise. But you darshan things differently, so the Chazal darshan this pasuk in Divrei Hayamim to teach us that the Mizbeach can be larger, and that's what was done in the second base, the second base of Mikdash. Good. Says the Gemara. Bishlama bayis min karatsuraso. Fine, by the bayis, its structure is nikar, right? And therefore, when you go back up, when they went up to Bayis Sheni, they would know and recognize and remember where it was. Rashi says, yesodos hachomos. They'll figure out based on archaeology in the Talmud right here, right? They'll look at the ground, they'll try to recognize, they'll see where it was. Minkaratsuraso. Aloha Mizbeach mina yadi, but the Mizbeach, how would they know? How would they know exactly where it goes? So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Ra'u Mizbeach Banui, Umichael Hasar Hagadol, Omeru Makriv Alav. What does that mean? They saw a Mizbeach. They saw the Mizbeach Shamala. They saw the Mizbeach being hukrav on, and they said, okay, that's the siman that the Mizbeach here also. That's the Marsha here directs us to the Gemara in Tainas and Daf Hey, which we know, Yerushalayim Shamala, Yerushalayim Shalmata. That's what the Marsha connects us to right here. On Samach Bezim and Aleph, he says, let me just find the line. Ratzalamer de Mizbeach Avagav Shahayalo Gamkein Yesod Lo Nimkura Be Kimobi Yesod Achomo Shayu Vadai Amukim Ad Hatahom. Right, the walls needed much deeper foundation, and therefore they could go into the ground and recognize the walls. Kiddemash Mepherek Elu Hena Golan Aval Elafarish Kivan Do Sival Mizbeach Hachishim Amos Park Mizbeach Mina Yadi Mekomo to become Akon Lefia Yisoda Rishon HaYichol L'Shar L'Hos to be called Tzad. No, just asking about the Mizbeach itself. It wouldn't have gone as deep down. And then he says in the next line, they saw Michael Nirek Moshe Kasta Mizbeach Shomala Mechuvan Kenega Mizbeach Shomata Vahainu Sharola Mizbeach Shomala Umichal. And he quotes that Gemara in Tainis in the first parak, right? Yerushalayim Shomala. Maybe I'll just read the line. No, not for now, but that is the connection of the Marsha. So there is a Yerushalayim above and a Yerushalayim below. Right. What's going to happen when Mashiach comes? Is there going to be some type of a unification? Is there always going to be a Yerushalayim Shamala? Right? Yerushalayim Ki'ir Shachubra La Yachtav? So that also has come up. What is Bayis Shlishi? How is that going to be constructed? That seems to be a Machlokas Rishonim, even though it's hard to say that that's going to be. But sometimes we have Machlokas and Metzias about the past. This is Machlokas and Metzias about the future. Maybe. You know, what's it going to be like? So the Rashi and the Tosfos, right, which might be against the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, the Rashi and the Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph, and there's a discussion in Mesachat Rosh Hashanah also, say that the Mizbeach, Lasilavo, the Beis HaMikdash is going to come down from heaven. Going to come down from heaven? That's what the Rana, reading the Shach Levitaria in the Gemara there, Rashi quotes, bottom of Mem Aleph and Aleph in Sukkah, V'ikasha de Balayla in Onivne, de Kamal and Beshvuas ain't binyan Beis Hamikdash Balayla, de Chsibu V'yomakim V'lo B'chameis Hashu Yantif, V'chulu, says the Rashi, Hanimili binyan Abani B'dei Adam. That's only talking about a binyan that's made by people, has to be done by day. Avo Mikdash Ha'asid, Sha'anu Mitzapin, Banui U'mishuchlal, Hu Yigalev Yavo Mishamayim. It's gonna come down. Shenemar Mikdash Hashem Konenu Yadecha. That is Rashi Shita, and that is what Tosfos also discusses here. Right, the third base of Mikdash, right, like the Medrash that the Chazal that every time we do a mitzvah, there's another brick pulled up, put on the Mizbeach. Right, that legend. Right, that sounds like for Rashi and Tosfos. Right, the Rambam says otherwise. The Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim when he describes Melech HaMashiach, he says, "What are the simanim of Mashiach? He's going to come and help build the base of Mikdash." Right, that's what the one of the simanim of what a melech is. And we have this at the end of Hilchos Malachim. The last two prakim we know is about Mashiach and about what the melech is going to do. Says the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph, HaMelech HaMashiach Asid LaAmod UlaHachzir Malchus Beis David LeYoshna HaMemshalah HaRishona. Right, he's going to bring Malchus Beis David back UBone Migdash UMekabes Netchei Yisrael. And build the base of Mikdash and gather in all the exiles. The chosen kala mishpatim biyamav kishahayu mikodem makriv karbanos faosin shmitim viyovlos kichal mitzvasan haamura batora. When the Rambam wants to say what's going to come back, what are the ones that he chooses? There's a lot missing. What are the ones that he chooses? Karbanos, Shmita v'Yovel. V'chol mi she'eino ma'amin bo, o eino mechake l'bi'aso. And then the Rambam adds, if you don't believe in it, or even if you believe in it, but you're not hoping with anticipation of his coming, lo bishar neviim bilvadu kofer el betorah uben Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, if you're not hoping and expecting it to come, then that's kfira. Sheri Torah harida Allah b'shav Hashem lakach hashbuscha v'richamcha v'shav v'kibaschem mikol ha'amim. The Torah promises is going to happen. Ve'ilu dvarim ha'mufor Hashem b'torah im kol lim kol advarim shenemru al yidei kol hanaviim. So the Rambam says clearly, bona beis hamikdash. So maybe, as that was formulated, maybe it's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos versus the Rambam about binyan bias shlishi. Some achronim trying to make shalom, it's not really a machlokas. Maybe it's talking about the physical part of the Beis HaMikdash and the spiritual part. Does it sound like the Rambam is talking about that? But that is the Arach Laner in Sukkah tries to say that maybe there is no Machlokas. There's the Nirlanis Daiti Devade Beis HaMikdash Lasilavo Yibane Bin Yamamish Bidei Adam. Like the Rambam says, "Umashenemar Mikdash Hashem Konu Yadecha Shenidrash Betanchum Hashirid Lamata Hu Beis HaMikdash Ruchani Sheyavo Latok Beis HaMikdash Shenivne Begashmi." Kineshama b'toch haguf. Wow. Ukemo sheyered b'mishkan ubebeisa migdash ha'eshal mala toch ha'eshal hedyot shenivar be'etzim. Oh, as we have been talking about, just like the fire of Hashem comes down and goes into our fire, it's not a physical fire that comes down from Shemayin, so too the spiritual Beis HaMikdash will go into and have ashra in the physical Beis HaMikdash. And that's way maybe you can put everything together. But, and again, this was one idea. Rabbi Elazar says, how did they know where the Mizbeach was supposed to be? They saw the Mizbeach up above. They saw Michael, HaMalach, and he was able to direct them to show them where the Mizbeach was supposed to be. Good. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar, they saw something else. Afro Shel Yitzchak Ra'u Shemunach Ba'oso Makom. They saw the Efer of Yitzchak in that exact spot. And from there, they also knew that that is where it was going to, that's where it was going to be. The incident is back. They saw the Afro Shel Yitzchak. If you look in the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, here in the back, Rabbi Yaakov Emden also notes on this, let me just find it, if I can. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, at the paper it fell out. Here, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden here on Salah Beis, here on this, the Efer, Nir Be'enai, Ratzel Omar, Shalakedas Yitzchak Shenasa Shem Efer, Mimareches Ha'etzin V'Ha'esh V'Ha'ayel. Meaning, what's it bothered by? Yitzchak wasn't burned. Right? So what does it mean that the ashes of Akedas Yitzchak, it was the event of Akedas Yitzchak, not the ashes of Yitzchak. So that's against what, how we usually assume it's Ki'ilu. Hashem considers that Ki'ilu, it was done, and therefore Ki'ilu, Hashem sees the ashes of Yitzchak, because that he gives the schar as if he was already and actually burned. I mean, look at the Gemara. Afaro shel Yitzchak ra'u. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden is noting that's not true, and therefore you have to say the afaro of Akedas Yitzchak, it has to do with everything that was burned up from the Mizbeach and the aisle v'chulu. But either way, that's relating to that. Good. He obviously knows also the Medrash, but he doesn't want to accept that it's just referring to the Ki'ilu, because then what would they have seen? Maybe Dafka in this context. You can't see a Ki'ilu. Hashem could say a Ki'ilu. I consider it as if it was done. But when Klal Yisrael sees it, unless you say they see the Schus, they see the Schus of Akedas Yitzchak directly above this spot. Okay. A third idea. How do they know where the Mizbeach was? So number one, they saw Mizbeach Banui and Michael giving karbanos on it, whatever that means. Number two, they saw Afaro Shel Yitzchak. Number three, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar, Mikal Abayis Kulo Heiricho Reach Ketores, Misham Heiricho Reach Evarim. The Ketores, as we know, had a very strong scent, aroma. So from the entire area, they smelled the Ketores. But Dafkin, the spot of the Mizbeach, the burning, the smell of burning Avarim that overtook the smell of the Torah, and that's how we know that that's where it was from. Right, we know the smell of the Torah was very strong. The Gemara Maseches Yuma. Also, obviously the source of this is the Mishnah Maseches Tamid, but the Gemara Maseches Yuma discusses, when it discusses various Nisim, V'kfar ha'amar Hashem v'nishma kolo b'yericho. When the Kohen Gadol said the Shem Hashem on Yom Kippur, you could hear the sound of his voice all the way in Yericho. Amar Abba Bar Brachana miYerushalayim liYericho esara parsos. V'tzir d'lasos ha'hechol nishma b'shmona tchumei Shabbos. The doors of the Heichal could be heard opening in Yericho. Izim shebi Yericho hayu misatchos mireach haktores. The goats in Yericho used to sneeze from the smell of the ktores. Nashim shebi Yericho einan tzrichos lehispasei mireach haktores. The women of Yericho didn't have to put on perfume. The ktores of Yericho, the ktores of the Beis Hamikdash made it to Yericho. Kala shebi Yerushalayim einan tzrichos leskashet mireach haktores. Good. So the Ktores had an unbelievable smell. The question that is asked by the Rishonim is that's pretty far. Went all the way from Yerushalayim to Yericho. And all places in between? All the towns in between? So, maybe. It means even in Yericho. As far as Yericho. But if you remember, we've discussed a Ravid. The Ravid in his commentary on Maseches Tamid. Who says, maybe it's Dafki Yericho. Maybe it's Dafki Yericho, right? The very strong smell, as it's described here. That went all over the area, except in the Makom HaMizbeach. The Ravid says in the third paragraph of Maseches Tamid, it was Dafki Yericho in Yerushalayim and in Yericho. Why? He quotes this from Mori Harava Chassid, the Kohanach Dektani, Shoyinishman be Yericho, Maisa Nisim Hayu. It was a nace, Vidafka Hayu be Yericho, Nishma Velobishart Studim. What about, it wasn't that Yerushalayim was the center of the circle and it went out with a radius to all directions. It was Dafka Yericho. Mipnei she Yericho, Haisa, Kimo, Yerushalayim. Says the Ravid that Yericho is like Yerushalayim. Mipnei shehi Haisa, Tchilas, Kibush, Eretz Yisrael. It was the beginning. It was the first city that they conquered. Ukimo de Trumas Dagon, Tzarech Litrom, Kainitruma, Eretz Yisrael, Atzma. Just like you give Truma from your grain, there's Truma from Eretz Yisrael. And what's that? Yericho was the Truma. Ubishwakah Hatruma Hitrima Yoshua Lios Kodesh Lafichach Hikamo Yerushalayim. Vahayunishmoin Ba Kalhanach Tektani Kadesha Yargishu Bnei Adam Shebi Yericho Yesh Kimokain Ksas Kedusha Kimobi Yerushalayim. A little bit. Lafichach Baela Yoser Mishar Dvarim Ebnesh Kal Elu Advarim Kal Shara Gadol Vechulu. Etc. So that's a fascinating, amazing Ravid. Rachman al-Islan, that was the first city that in our day and age, in modern times, we lost. But the Be'ez Hashem, Eri Bana Beis Hamikdash, and all of the cities will get back to their glory. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Abba Brachana, Amar B'Yochanan. And one might be thinking, didn't we read a Rambam a couple of days ago, a few times? So the Rambam gets it from this line. How'd they know where to put the Mizbeach? Shlosha Neviim alu mimahim imam min agola. Three prophets, three Neviim came up from them from the Golas. Echad Sheheilem ala Mizbeach. One was made to them about the Mizbeach, meaning that you were allowed to be Mosif on the Mizbeach. As we mentioned, it was expanded. Ve'echad Sheheil lohem al makom ha-Mizbeach. One was made to them about the makom. And the third one said that you could give Karbanos even without the bias. What's number two? So in context, we might say that means like this is a fourth answer. A fourth approach. How do they know where the Mizbeach was? Oh, they didn't smell the Torahs. Oh, they saw Michael. Oh, they saw the Afro Shal Yitzchak. Number four, no, the Nevi'im told them. The Nevi'im told them. That could be a fourth answer. Not that they needed the Nevi'im, but they didn't know the answer unless the Nevi'im told them. We mentioned that the Beis Halevi interprets the Rambam as something more fundamental. This Gemara is saying, after all is said and done, you still need a Navi to bring back the Mesorah of a Mitzvah Saseh. Remember, that's how the Beis Halevi understood that Rambam in Ilchas Beis Abchira in Perek Beis, based on this Gemara, right? They needed the Navi to be made al Makom HaMizbeach, even though you had the other three approaches, because when all is said and done, you need that for the Mesorah. That's what the Beis Halevi was Madaik, and that was what he brought in the Tchela Sugya. The Hechad She'elohem Dagriven Alfa Vishen Shabbais. Good. But Masdi Satana in Ebraisa, they put two together, and therefore they had a fourth. They had a fourth. But Masdi Satana, Rabbi Ben Yaakov Omer, Shlosha Nevi'im Alu Imayin Menagola. Three Nevi'im went up. Who are the three Nevi'im, by the way? Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi. Three of the last Nevi'im, right? Members of the Anshei Knesset Gedola. Right, they all, Zechariah prophesies all about Bayesheni and Yeshua Kohen and Gadol and Chagai. So Echad, they all went up in the Gola. Echad Shehe Elohim Al-Mazbech. Al-Makam Al-Mazbech. Putting the first two together. The Echad Shehe Elohim Shemakriven Al-Bayeshein Bayes. And one was Meir that you could be Makriven without a Bayes. That's also interesting. Isn't that just Machlokes Tanoim? So what? So the Navi told us what the Paskin? Lo Bashamayimi. Right, do we have a is that also in need of a psak din from heaven? That's also unusual that you'd be made, unless the Navi is just being made, not using his prophetic powers, but just, this is also what he said in terms of this, we paskin this way. The echad, and number three, that's added here, shehei lohem ala Torah, shetikasev ashuris. And another told them that Hashem is interested in the Torah being written now in ashuris, in the letters that we have. Ksav Ashuris. Rashi here quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Shemitchila nitzna lahem b'ksav ivri. Ksav libona'a. Kitamar b'Sanhedrin. Originally the Torah was given in the letters that we usually identify with like hieroglyphics, right? Not the old ivri letters, not the actual modern letters, not so modern, but the more modern letters. But that's what that was the third idea that the Navi said. Remember, this is based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The three different deyos in the Gemara about Ezra HaSofer, right? The letters and the contents. The Gemara said there, if you remember, an amazing machlokas, but we said maybe you could undo the whole machlokas. The Gemara there had a discussion. Chaf Aleph Amabes, Chaf Beis Aman Aleph. Ra'ui, Reb Yossi says, Ra'ui Haya Ezra Shetinasin Torah Al Yadol Yisrael Il Male Kadma Moshe. Had Moshe not given the Torah, Ezra would have been Ra'ui to give the Torah. Right, and that's why, and then the Gemara says, but why? Because B'Moshe hu omer, Moshe Allah elho Elokim, B'Ezra hu omer, hu Ezra Allah mibavel, ma'aliyah ha'amur kan Torah, af aliyah ha'amur lahalan Torah. And it quotes other comparisons between Moshe and Ezra. And then Reb Yossi holds, v'af al pish lo nitzna Torah al yado, nishtana al yado aksav. Right, that's the Deya that the Gemara and Rashi is quoting here. Even though the Torah wasn't given by Ezra, the Ksav in his day was changed. Shneamar, the Ksav hanishtavon, kasuv aramis, umiturgam aramis. Right, it was changed. Nishtavon, it means changed. Ksiv, lo kahalin kasva, lemikre, ufishre, lo dal lemalka. Remember the Daniel, the handwriting on the wall, they couldn't read it, because they didn't know the language. They didn't know it was a new Ksav, so they didn't know. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. Good. Rebbe there, Rebbe argues. Rebbe says no. Bitchila b'ksav ze nitna Torah liYisrael. Kivin shechatu nefach lan leroetz. Right? Because it changed. It was originally given in this regard, and then it changed, and then it went back. Kivin shechazu ben echziru lahem. V'chula. And Rav Elazar ben Pratya says, and Rav Elazar ben Midoy, it never changed. Vavei ha'amudim, just like the vavim never changed, so the language never changed. Aye, so what does it mean that they couldn't understand it? Right, so the Gemara goes through what exactly was the, why they couldn't understand it. It wasn't in a different language, it was written in Gematria, it was written in a different type of, code. But that is, it seems to be a machlokas tanoim. About a fundamental machlokas about how the Torah was given in. The Rishonim, the Ritva. Not here, we don't have a Ritva on Sanhedrin, the Ritva in Megillah, and Daf Beis Mabeis, Gimel and Aleph, the Ritva notes, but don't we say that the Torah was given and the world was created in Lashon HaKodesh, and the Torah was given in Lashon HaKodesh, and even the Ksav, remember the Chazal, Mem v'samach shebeluchos, b'nei sein omdin. They were b'neis. Why? Because the Mem and the Samach were all chiseled out, right? The letters in the Luchos were not, it was what was not there, so how did the middle circle and the Samach hang? And the Mem Sofit. It was Benes, but that's Ashura's letters. So ask the Ritva, what's going on here? Says the Ritva, no. The Ritva in the beginning of Megillah, everybody Vadai agrees that the Torah was given in Lashon HaKodesh. That's not a Shaila, says the Ritva. You can't be that's a Shaila. Vadai ain't Safek. Shezeh Aksav HaNikra Ashura Suksav HaKodesh Shebeluchos, the Ayin Sham, Kach Nikra Kodesh, Vechein Lashon HaKodesh, Ume Olam, Lo Nire Haksava Hu Ela Beluchos. Aval, Lashon HaKodesh, Tvarnode La Avos, Ubene Yisrael Kodem Atan Torah, Ubo Hashem Medabarim Neviyah Vukadoshav, the Afal Pikain. You know what happened? Because it was so holy and so Kadosh, they started writing things in different Ksav. Dafka the opposite. The avapikein mitoch tumas ukdusha saksavahu loha yukosvino so afilu bisfarim shekosev amelach o kolechad veechalatzmo eloha yukosvino so buksav ivri. And Bnei Yisrael were hergal to writing Sav Ivri. And what did Ezra do? Ezra said, no, even this Svarim, I know it's a Kadosh Ksav. You have to write it in that Ksav. You have to write it in that Ksav. But everybody agrees originally it was in that Ksav. Right? But it was just a question of their changing it based on the fact they felt that it was too Kadosh of a Ksav to write. Like we don't say Shem Hashem, but they didn't even want to write with Ksav Ashuris. So it had such a Kedusha in it. Right, so that is the Ritva's comment. But again, Rashi here quotes the Pashup shot of the Gemara there, that there is a day that says it was Nechtav, in the other language, and then it was written in Ashuris. But that's the third fact that Rosh Ben Yaakov says the Nevi'im came up from the Gola and told us. Good. Tan Rabbanan, continuing. Karen, Vekevesh, V'yasod, V'ribua, Ma'akvin. Right, we're all talking all about the Mizbeach in this parak. The Karen having a ramp and having the corners and having Yesod and having it square, those are Ma'akev. Midas Erko, Midas Rachbo, Midas Komaso in Ma'akvin. But the exact length, width, and height is not Ma'akev. That's not Ma'akev. It has to be square, but it does not, the actual length and the width is not Ma'akev. Minonimili, how do we know that this is true? Says the Gemara, Amar Funa, Amar Kra, Hamizbeach. Komakam Shenemar Hamizbeach La'akev. Wherever the word Hamizbeach is written, so that shows it is Li'ikuva. So by all of these, square and Yesod and Kevesh, it has the word Hamizbeach there. Elamayata. Okay, so what about the following? Kiyur L'Rebbe, V'sovev L'Rebbe Rebbe Yehuda. Kiyur, here is not Kiyur. It's not the Kiyur of the Rechitza. Kiyur means that there were designs on the Mizbeach. V'sovev. And also the Soviet, the ledge, Lord Bezer Yehuda, Hachanami de Ma'akiv, right? These two all should be Ma'akiv, Dechsev, Vanasata Osa, because the Pazik says you shall put it. What's the it here? The it here is the michbar. It's the meshwork that was used as a design on the side of the Mizbeach. So you shall put that, Tachas Karkov on Mizbeach Milamata. Put it under the Karkov. What's the Karkov? Vetanya Izeo Karkov, Rebbe Omer Zeh Kiyur, it was designs on the side of the Mizbeach, Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda Omer Zeh Soviv, it was the Soviv itself, it was the ledge. But either way, you see the word HaMizbeach next to the word Karkov. So whatever is the Karkov should be Ma'akev too. So is it Ma'akev? The Kiyur, and the Soviv? The Gemara answers in yes. True. Tanya, Oso Hayom, on that day. What does it mean on the Oso Hayom, on which day? Rashi quotes the Mishnah in Sukkah Daf Memches, that there was a Kohen Stuki that didn't believe in Nisach HaMayim. Remember, Nisach HaMayim is not Mefurish, it's Torah Sheval Peh. Either Mem Yud Mem, or Halacha Moshe V'Sinai, but there was a Stuki, Kohen Gadol, Kohen that did not believe in it, so when he went to do the Nisach HaMayim, he poured it on his feet, and they stoned him with Esrogim. They threw that, they were so mad at him, they would throw some of the Esrogim, and the Mizbeach got a little damaged. So Oso Ayom, on that day, Nifkum HaKeren HaMizbeach, that corner, that south west corner was damaged. And they brought a bunch of salt and just closed it up. Not because this made it now kashal avoda. It was still nifgam. Mizbeach pagum. Mizbeach shouldn't appear damaged. It's bizayin. Puzzle. Because any mizbeach that doesn't have these four are puzzle. Af hasovev. So there you see it. Yes, the Soviv is also Ma'akev, because you have the word Hamizbeach there, and Mistama, we'll just add in, if Soviv is Ma'akev, according to Rabbi Yehuda, then Kiyur would be Ma'akev, according to Rebbe. The Nisach HaMayim is obviously a great avodah to talk about. The Gemara at the beginning of Tainus discusses all the different sources for Nisach HaMayim. Just to mention the Dvar, we mentioned before, the Dvar Musar, so we'll have another one. Right, the Dvar Musar that we mentioned by Nisach HaMayim, I don't remember who it said in the name of, maybe Rav Gifter, I don't remember. You know, why? What's the significance of Nisach HaMayim? You know, Nisach HaYayin, Yayin is chashuv, Yayin is wine. You pour wine on the Mizbeach every single day. The Nisachim, all of a sudden on Sukkot, for 1 week out of the year, you also do Nisach HaMayim. What's so significant about pouring water? Right, the water is water. Right, it's a necessity, but what's the message? So, the pshat is that sometimes you would speak to somebody who just went through a very traumatic experience. Went through a natural disaster. And you ask them, they lost everything. Or, They'll say, you know what, I'm just happy to be alive. I'm happy with the basics. You know, after what I've been through, you know, I'll be happy with the basics. So maybe that's the pshat. After Yom Ha'Noraim, after we've been through Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you know, it's a very major experience, even traumatic, so to speak. Right? Remember the Marsha in Bracha says, why do you say, Mechaye Mesim to somebody if you haven't seen them for a year? Shechyanu for a month. Chayes Mesim for a year? Because you've obviously, it's not a din in the year, it's a din in passing over the Yom Ha'Noraim. If you pass through the Yom Ha'Noraim, so then that's an experience, say Mechaye Mesim. Right? You say that Bracha. So maybe this pshat is that after Yom Ha'Noraim, we say, no, we'll be happy with water. We don't need the wine. Just the bare necessities are good enough for us. That's water. Okay, one idea. Good. Continuing. Taner Rabbanan, Ezeo Karkov bin Karen le Karen. What is the Karkov? As we just mentioned, the Sovev or the Kiyur. So what is the Karkov? Says the Gemara. Ezeo Karkov bin Karen le Karen, Makam Hiloch Ragle Akoanim Amma. Between the different Kronos, the place where the Kohanim walk in Amma. Says the Gemara, Ato Akonim Meikaron LaKaron Avi Azli. Do the Kohanim really walk in between the Kronos? Ela Ema Umakom Hiluch Ragle Akonim Amma. No, it's both. It's between and also Makom Hiluch Ragle Hakonim Amma. It's also adding that element. What does that mean? And says Rashi here, just adding into what the Gemara means. Kemin Chritz Amok. There was a type of indentation around the edge of the mizbeach, mimakom hamaracha at tzvatz mizbeach, saviv umakiv es makom hamaracha v'rachmo shel chritz shnei amos ama shel bein hakronos v'ama shel hiluch makom hiluch. So this chritz was between the kronos and further in where the kohanim used to walk. What was it there for? In order basically to kind of give them a protection as they get to the edge of the mizbeach. Right, it was a little indented so that it could prevent slipping. V'yoksiv, one second. But v'yoksiv tachas karkubo milamata archetzio. How can you say the karkov was up on top somewhere? Wasn't the karkov on the side of the mizbeach? As we said before, the kiyur or the michbar was all on the side next to it. Amar of Nachum bar Yitzchak treyhavi. There were two karkovs. Chav lenoy, one on the side design, and that's what was meant in the pasuk by the noy and the ones that are mentioned earlier, the kiyur and the chalakonim, and one was on top, the indented edge, the lo nishtarkus, that they don't slip. Period. Midas erakum, midas rachum, midas kol masu ma'akvin. We said up above the mizbeach had certain things that are ma'akiv, but not the length and width. That's why it could be expanded. Amar bi mani ubavad shelo yifchasenu mi mizbeach shasa Moshe. You just can't make it smaller than the mizbeach that Moshe made. Right, it can't be that small. The kama, and how much was that? Amar Rabbi Yosef, amma. Rabbi Yosef says amma. Machu halei, chamesh amos orach v'chamesh amos rochav ravua yeah mizbeach. They laughed at Rabbi Yosef. What are you talking about? It says it was 5 amos wide and 5 amos length. What do you mean amma? Amar le abaya dilma makom aracha kamamar. Maybe you're referring to the makom of the maracha when you said one. Amar le. So Rabbi Yosef says yes. Mar degavar rabahu yada my kamina. Right, you're a Gavar Rabba, right? So you know what I meant. You know what I meant to say, right? So therefore, you don't have to. You really figured it out. Maybe this is even deeper. There's a thought that we've mentioned often, but maybe it fits into this Gemara. What is Rav Yosef saying here? Abaya, you're a Gavar Rabba, so you figured it out. What's the definition of a Gavar Rabba? We like to quote that Agadah at the end of Makkos. You know what? Let's just finish the next line for a second. Kari Alayhu, he called upon them. He, Rav Yosef, called upon the people who couldn't figure it out, who made fun of him, B'nai Keturah. He called them B'nai Keturah. What does that mean? Rashi. B'nai Avraham Atem, Avalo Kizera Yitzchak V'Yakov. You're B'nai Avraham, okay, I'll give you that, but you're not like B'nai Yitzchak and Yaakov. Right, what does that mean? What is he saying here? What is he trying to say? B'nai Keturah. Let's continue for a moment. B'nai Achte, the Rabbi Tarfon, Avias, Vikame, the Rabbi Tarfon. The nephews of Rabbi Tarfon were sitting in front of Rabbi Tarfon, and they weren't saying a word. Rashi, V'lo Havi Amri Mi, they didn't say anything. Pasach V'yama, Rabbi Tarfon starts quoting a pasuk. V'yosef Avraham, V'yikach Isho, Shema, Yochani. If you've never heard of that pasuk, it's a made-up pasuk. Right? Rabbi Tarfon did it on purpose. He wanted to wake them up. They quoted this pasuk. Amrila, they said, Keturiksiv, what are you talking about, Yochani? It says Avram took another wife called Keturah. Kari Alem B'nai Keturah. He says, finally, you woke up. So he called them B'nai He called it Bnei Keturah. Stop there for a moment. Just 2 points, going back in time. First of all, why Dafka does he call them Bnei Keturah? Why did Rav Yosef call these people that didn't understand what he was trying to say Bnei Keturah? Right, if you want to like insult them, just call them Bnei Esav. You want to say they're Bnei Avram? So say they're Bnei Yitzchak too. Go down one generation. Right, why Dafka is it Bnei Keturah? So if you look in the Maharsha, Maharsha here, again we mentioned, one Daf. Right, two sides of the Maharsha and Chidushi Agados in the Masechta. So the Maharsha here says, L'charet fe'avil l'meimar karela b'nei Esav. V'yesh lomar, number one, Keshitas HaRambam. De b'nei Keturah chayavid b'mitzvahs mila. That's a discussion in the Rishonim. The Rambam puts b'nei Keturah into some mitzvos, including the mitzvah of mila. So that's what he's saying. Yes, you have a bris mila and you're Jews and b'nei Avraham, but you didn't figure this one out. Gam ka shatem nimolim, gam b'nei Keturah kamoschem b'mila. Number one. Number two, v'yodi shlomar shalokarim gam b'nei Esav shayachas al kvod giso. Gam, right? Keturah is not such a bad, you know, ancestor. As we know, she quotes, Keturah k'shera isa, right? Hagar, Keturah ma'aseha no'im kiktores, as Chazal say about that. Esav would have been insulting his brother-in-law. Right, that's what he'd rather not do that. Right, we're talking about his nephews here, right, Rabbi Tarfon. That's talking about in the second story. What about the first story? Why did Rabbi Yosef Dafka call him Bnei Keturah? So there is a very creative, a Davar Nifla in the Sod Kachim here. In the Sod Kachim, again here in the Sifa Sakanim, the Sod Kachim quotes, why Dafka Bnei Keturah? V'nirali Tam L'Shvach. Why did Dafka call them Bnei Keturah? The Bemis Rafli Din Tam. Lamar of Yosef. Al Divrei Rabbi Meir Amma. V'chi lo haya yodea Rabbi Yosef Shemizbech Shemosha haya hey Amos Orafa hey Amos Rochav. Avagav Dachala v'nishtakach mimenu Tamudo. Kedotinu b'kama pa'amim. V'komakom Torah Moshe lo nishtakach mimenu. He knew the Torah. You want to say he forgot some of his learning, as we mentioned earlier. He didn't forget Torah Shebechzav. That's not something to forget. You could just read it again. You could just look it up. So why did he say Amma? Anyway, he knew exactly what is said. So, Al Karcha Ksarach Lomar, De Rabbi Yosef Tafas Ha'ikr, De Iker Shal Mizbeach Makam HaMa'aracha. When he said Amma, he was talking about the Ma'aracha because you go by the Iker. You don't go by what is expanded on the Iker. Ubein HaKronos Makam Hiluch Ragle HaKonim, Hematosefes Al Mizbeach. He was Tofei, he knew what it says in the Torah. He knew what it says about the measurements. But he was classifying it by the Iker. And they say, what do you mean? What about the Tosefes? So he calls them Bnei Keturah. Bnei Keturah are the Tosefes. They're the Tosefes on Avram's family. Alvagav di Yishmael haya Iker Bnei Keturah shayu ha-Tosefes d'chseva Yosef Avram afilu achi haya merubin mishal Yishmael o mishamachi heim sha'azlu basar ha-Tosefes lefi shaya merube ala Iker kare ala Bnei Keturah shayu gamkin ha-Tosefes v'haya merubin ala Iker. Amazing. That's the Tzon Kachim right here in the in his commentary. Getting back to what we said before, you know what, maybe we'll see at the end of this time. But Gavar Rabba, why is Dafkar? Right, here, Abaye was making Rav Yosef feel better. Right, after everybody insulted Rav Yosef, or Abaye was trying to like explain how, you know, he understood it. Okay, maybe our pshat of Gavar Rabba from the end of Maseches Machas fits in. Okay, but not for now. Amar Vaiter, Amar Abaye Bar Huna, or the Shita changes it to Amar Rabbi Avin Bar Huna. Amar Rabbi Chaim Bar Gurya, Gezirin Chaza Moshe, the wood. We know the wood had to be put on the Mizbeach. These two gizrin of wood had to put. So the Gezirin Chaza Moshe, Arkan Amma, Verachban Amma, Ve'avion, right? Their length was an Amma, their width was an Amma, right? It was a square. And their thickness was Kemacha Godesh Sa'ah. Like a Kli, when they used to imagine, like, say, a tablespoon. It's heaping. You want to make it exactly even, a level. They had this different, separate type of Kli that they used to put across any dry measurement in order to make it level. So, like that macha, godesh sa'ah, like that thickness. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, ba'ama geduma, and the amos that we're talking about here are small amos. Rashi says, kitsara, shelo yetzu chutz la'maracha, right? We don't want it to go too far out of the maracha and the kohanim wouldn't be able to walk around. So that's why the wood, these wood logs that were put, are short amos. Maybe it's the 5 tefach amah, not the 6 tefach amah. Amar of Yosef, v'lav haynu detanya. But didn't we learn in the Braisa, al ha'etzim asher ala esh asher ala mizbeach, shalo yu etzim yotzim min ha'mizbeach lum. Right, the issue is that it shouldn't go out over the Mizbeach. The issue is not that the Makam HaMaracha has to be a little smaller. So if Yosef wonders, you know, where do you see that you have to be worried about that? Period. Okay. Tzad Hassan says the Mishnah in Midos. Kevash ayel adroma shel mizbeach orach loshem mishtayim al rochav sheish esrei. Right. 32 by 16. Right. Because the entire mizbeach had to line up with the mizbeach. We know immediately. How do we know? How do we know that the mizbeach was on the south side of the kevash was on the south side of the mizbeach? So here we go. Amar Avuna, shot number one. Amar Kra. The pasuk says v'shachad oso al yerach hamizbeach tzafona. You shech the karbanos al yerach mizbeach tzafona, but the mizbeach is associated with the word yerach. Yerach is a thigh, a leg. That's on the opposite side of the body than the head. A thigh is associated with the legs. She yerach bat tzafon upana badaron. That means the face of it is in the south. If the thigh and the leg is in the north, it's like a person lying down, and therefore the face of it, the ramp, must be in the south. Ema yerach bat tzafon upana bat tzafon. Maybe it's like a person that's rolled up, like both of them are in the north. Amarava, no, rami gavra ape. A person's going to be on his face. No, if it has the feet here, it has to be the face elsewhere. Armaleya by adaraba, taritz v'osav gavra. Maybe a person should be sitting. Taritz v'osav gavra. Armalei ravuaksiv. No, it says ravua, and that's like the word rovates. Ravua could also mean like lying down, Rashi says. But don't you need that to tell me the ikar din that has to be square? Miksiv meruba. It says ravua. So that could tell me both square and lying down. Ula tameach miks hasuv ravuts. Doesn't say the real word that means lying down. So amalei ravua ksiv de mashmahachi mashmahachi. No, ravua could also mean lying down. So therefore that is all number one. The mizbeach, the thigh of the mizbeach is in the north, and therefore the face of the mizbeach must be in the south. Number one. Number two. Vitana maisi lamehacha. Second shot. Where do we know it from? It's not mefurish in the Torah that it's on the south. Titani Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Pasuk in Yechezkel. Uma'alosehu pinos kadim. And its steps, its ma'alos, pinos kadim, should go east. Should face east. What does that mean? When you go up and turn, you should be in the east. And you know you always go to the right. So if you're going up and you're making a right and you're going east, that means where you're going up from, it must be the Mizbeach on the south. Kol pinos shatapona lo yu'adrach yamin lemizrach, as we said earlier. Says the Gemara, who says, famous small mizrach. Maybe the ramp should be on the north and you make a left to get to east. Lo sakadaydach. No, that doesn't work. Detani Rami Bar Yechezkel Yamsha Asa Shlomo. The Yamsha Shlomo. Right? We know the Yamsha Shlomo as the Sefer, but he named his Sefer after the mikvah that Shlomo HaMelech built in the Beis HaMikdash. This huge mikvah, right? That was on these metal shvarim. Omeid al Shneim Asar. It was on 12 bakar. Shlosha Ponim Safona. Shlosha Ponim Yama. Shloshim ponim negba, shloshim ponim mizracha. So just think about what order it's described in. North, west, south, east. Right? And we darshan again. Kol pinos shatapona lo yu el adrach yamin lemizrach. So again, we darshan, you always go, right? It was counterclockwise as described, but you always go right to the east. And therefore, that's how you know that the kevesh has to be from the south. Hahumi bayle the gufe. Again, don't you knew that just to tell me the itself? You can't learn anything from there, from that pasuk about the Amshal Shlomo. Imkain ponim ponim lamali. What if you repeat that each time? Ponim, right? It's obviously emphasizing the specific order that's mentioned to teach us something, and that is what we learn. There is a discussion in the Rishonim. What exactly was the Amshal Shlomo used for? This huge mikvah that was in the Azar, what was it used for? In Divrei Hayamim, it just says, L'rachsa l'kohanim, for washing. Question is what? The Radak says there for tefillah. For tefillah, what? If you were Tame, you couldn't be in the Azara anyway. So what was it doing there? Right? Others say Mishpitzo Zahav, which is a beautiful compilation on a bunch of Nevi'im Rishonim, and he also has on Yonah and Rus. So there, he quotes this discussion, exactly what was it used for. So he suggests that the Rambam at the end of Sefer Tara and Hilchos Mikvos talks about the Mehadas. And water symbolizes tshuva, water symbolizes chachma, and submerging ourselves in the Torah. So maybe it was put there as a symbolic message. Right, we know karbanos were all about tshuva and kapara, but the mikvah is there too. The mikveh is there too to remind Am Yisrael. L'chein efshe lomar shalakavan azu hem ishlomo hayam eitzlom izbeach. L'haros es chashivas hatfila ima kapara shel hakarbanos. Maybe it's part of a part of that. But again, that's a discussion there in Malachim Aleph, Perek Zion, where the structure is described. Good. Period. Shal Rabbi Shimon ben Yosi ben Lakunya as Rabbi Yosi. Omar Hayer Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Did Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai really say Avir Yesh ben Kevesh LaMizbeach, that there was airspace between the ramp and the Mizbeach? Did he really say that? But again, everything you want to know about the Mizbeach, not everything, but a lot of it is right here in the sixth parak of Zvachim. Was there space? Omar Lo. Yeto Omer Kain, you don't say that. V'alo Kfar Namar, doesn't it say in the Pasuk? V'asiso Losecha Habasar V'Hadam. We compare the meat, the flesh, and the blood. Ma hadam bezrika, basar bezrika. Just like you throw the dam, so too you throw the basar. How do you throw the basar? It must be this airspace. You throw it from the ramp onto the fire. So Amar lo, no. Shani omer, omid b'tzama rachav ezoreg. Doesn't have to be airspace. It just means you stand next to the fire burning and you throw it on. You can't do it, be on top of it. You'll burn yourself. Amar le, kishihu zoreg, lema racha, deluka hu zoreg, Ola Maraka Shana Deluka Huzorek. Does he throw it onto a lit pyre or a not lit pyre? Havi Omer, obviously La Maraka Deluka Huzorek. He throws it onto a lit pyre, it's already lit, and therefore Hazam Shadlu Efshar. And therefore he throws it from the side because there's no other way, you can't put it put your hand on top. So you know logically that he has to throw it. You don't need a pasuk to tell me he's gonna throw it on the Mizbeach from the side. So it must be that you need the pasuk to teach me something else, mor mechudash, which would mean that maybe there is revach, there is space between the ramp and the mizbeach. Rav Papa Amar, no, a different way to darshan it. Amar kidam, madam avir karka mafsiko. When you throw the dam, there's air on the floor, which it travels horizontally over that airspace. Af basar avir karka mafsiko. So to the basar, avir of the karka was mafsik. So it's a discussion about the airspace. But we related to this earlier, which the Gemara is going to come back to also now. Rav Yehuda, Shnei Kevashim Ktanim, Yotzim and Akevesh. Off the main ramp, there were little ramps coming off. Shebehen Ponim Liyasod, Ulasovev. One went down to the Yasod, right, to do the Shvicha Shirayim, and one went to the Sovev, Umavdalan Amevzveach Malanima. But it was a tiny, tiny hair's breadth separate from the ramps. It wasn't directly connected to the main ramp. Why? Because it had to be perfect square, as we'll see. V'yisrach l'mechtav ribua. And, I'm sorry, I skipped, mishum shenemar, saviv. Because it says saviv. You have to have airspace saviv, the mizbeach. V'rabi yavo amar ravua. And Rabbi Yavo says, no, it's because ravua, it has to be square. V'yisrach l'mechtav saviv, v'yisrach l'mechtav ribua. At Ravua. And you have to have both words to teach me this halacha. The Kazarachmana Saviv. If you only had Saviv Avamina Da'agil Magal. Maybe it could be Saviv, but it could be circular. Kazarachmana Ravua. Square. The Kazarachmana Ravua Hava Amina Da'arech V'katin. If it said Ravua, I might have thought it could be like a rectangle. Doesn't have to be. It doesn't have like those corners. Kazarachmana Saviv. So that's how you know it has to be squared. It has to have airspace around it. That's why they had to leave it a little separate. It's not hasam. Finishing up, the Mishnah says in Midos Hakevesh Vamizbeach Shishim Mishtayim. You put it together, it was 62 from south to north. Says the Gemara Hani Shishim VaArbahavi. 1 second, each one of them was 32, so it should be 64 altogether, not 62. Answer Nimsa Parech Ama Al Yisod VaAma Al Sovev. As we had earlier, there was an overlap. So maybe there was, trying to put it all together, was there airspace along with the overlap? Underneath there was airspace? But either way, that's how it only measured 62. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Kol Kivshe Kavashim, Shalosh Amos La'ama. All the ramps, what was its grade? How steep were they? So Rami Bar Chama says all the ramps were 3 horizontal amos for every 1 vertical amma. For every 1 going up, it went 3 across. Chutz mikivsho shel mizbeach, except for the main one. Shehaya shalosh amos umechsa ve'etzpa v'shalosh etzpa b'zechrusa. Right, it was 3.5 amos and 1 and a third thickness of a finger, right? That's how much it went horizontally for everyone up, which is 3 5/9 amos. But that was the structure of the kevesh. Again, we'll have to see later on in the 9th parak. We'll talk more about the status of the kevesh, whether you can. We spoke a little bit last week about doing shechita on the kevesh. When we spoke about doing shechita on the top of the mizbeach, what about they used to use the kevesh? Right in the middle every morning. They used to go up for the Karbat Tumen and leave the items on the Kevesh. What about if something goes up on the Kevesh? Do you say, Imalu lo Yered? Again, the Kevesh has its own status. Is it considered a separate Kli? We'll have to read the Rambam and the Hilchos Beis HaBechira as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here by this Mishnah. Again, the next couple of Dafim, the next three Dafim will be put up from the last cycle, and then we'll have one more here in Eretz Yisrael, and then we're going to have be traveling for a couple of days, and then we'll pick up with the summer schedule the following week. Okay, but either way, we'll try to make sure that every daf is up. Okay, we'll stop here.